leave our burdens and our letters and comments. Bhagavan says to leave our burdens at His feet and He will determine the course of action. Sometimes with some things this is easy to do, with some other things that we are emotionally attached to for whatever reason, it is very difficult to do. Is there something that will help the process? A devotee from Michigan. This is a good question because Bhagavan has directly spoken to it. He knows what is best and how and when to do it. He is the burden, he tells us. So, whatever may happen in the devotee's life happens for the spiritual uplift and good. We can carry our burdens if we wish, but whose fault is it if we suffer from them? Unless we give over our burdens to Him, how will He carry them? We will have to carry them ourselves and suffer the consequences. We must give over the burdens to Him and let Him do with us as He pleases. There is no other way. That is true surrender. Just try that. Completely stop thinking about the problems. Give them over to Him and be at peace. Be a silent witness to whatever happens. You may be surprised at the results. This process will strengthen your faith. To leave our burdens to Bhagavan with faith in His guidance and grace replaces worry and anxiety with peace and joy, which is our natural essence. Bhagavan does advise us to perform our duties to the best of our abilities with detachment. Detachment is the key word. This detached attitude is strengthened by faith. Once our faith is firm that we are only instruments in the hands of the Master, then whatever happens, we understand it to be His will, not our own. We take joy in having His will fulfilled through us. It is erroneous to imagine that only if certain events take place or achievements accomplished in our lives, we can have a meaningful existence. That is what is called Maya or illusion. We can only have a fulfilled life when we completely surrender all desires, pursuits, and the very individual that seeks happiness to Bhagavan or the higher power. In theory, it is all so very simple, but without practice and grace, it will not be a palpable reality in our lives. That is why we must make an effort to remember Bhagavan, practice His teachings to the best of our ability, and surrender all to Him or the Self. Only then will we know what real surrender is and be happy. Editor.